Dermatol. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another edition of Auto World. We're live all across North America, and thank you so much for joining us on today's broadcast in this hour. If you love Camaros, this is going to be an hour for you because we're going to be talking to a gentleman who has just released a wonderful new book all about the Camaro from its early days right up here to the latest models. So can't wait to get underway with him momentarily. In hour number two, Willie T. Ribbs will be joining us. He's a noted racer. He holds a number of distinctions, including being the first African-American to qualify for the Indianapolis 500, which, by the way, is going to be celebrating its 100th birthday exactly 2 weeks from today. Also coming up on today's broadcast, we may play a couple of interviews I have left over from the recently held press days of the New York International Auto Show. In hour number three of the broadcast, Tom Chrisman from Mecum Auctions will be joining us to preview an upcoming gigantic auction, which is going to be happening in Indianapolis. Prior to the running of the Indy 500 race, they're going to be auctioning off 2,000 vehicles, if you could imagine, beginning on Tuesday of next week. And also joining us on the road is Alto Reed, the saxophonist from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, Car Guy. He's going to give us an update on the Seger Tour and talk some other stuff as well. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email, the best one is, let's do this one, Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio, at yahoo.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to bring forth to the airways of Auto World a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. He is the author of a wonderful new book. It's called Camaro, Five Generations of Performance. Let's all welcome Darwin Holstrom to Auto World. Darwin, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with a popular question that I pose to a lot of authors, and that's, why the Camaro? Why did you decide to do this particular project on the Camaro?
Well, this particular book, it's it's a new version, updated version of a book that I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago for the 40th anniversary of the Camaro.
Excellent.
So this just brings it up to date. So the original idea was to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Camaro, and then as we were working on that, that's when the new one came out. So we were able to update it with a new chapter on the new car, and GM, it was officially licensed product with GM, so they really helped a lot. I mean, they vetted all the facts, and we went through stuff, and I think the end result is probably the most thorough Camaro book out there.
Wonderful. Well, why don't we take folks through the history of the Camaro? This is a very interesting story. The Camaro first went on sale back on September 29th of 1966 for the 67 model year. And, of course, it was designed to compete against the Mustang. But actually, development on this vehicle started a long time before that.
Well, development started development started out when the original Chevy 2 didn't succeed very well in the marketplace when it was outsold by the Ford Falcon pretty handily. So they started developing a new Chevy 2 for the, I believe that came out in the 68 model year, but they piggybacked development of the Camaro onto that, to get the car in market before, Ford sold Mustang to every living, breathing person in America.
Very well said, Darren. Certainly the success of the Mustang was huge for the Ford Motor Company, and Interestingly enough, the Mustang, like the Camaro, was based on a vehicle which had rather humble origins as well.
The Camaro actually had a bit of an advantage over the Mustang in that, because the Mustang was really the first car of its kind, the very first pony car, the very first car aimed at the not just designed for, but marketed to the baby boomers, the young people coming into the car market. And because, you know, Ford was sort of unsure about it, the Mustang really was just a cosmetically altered Falcon. Whereas the Camaro, because the Camaro came online early in the development, they were able to engineer a better version of the Chevy 2. There's no doubt. I mean, it shares the humble origins of the Chevy 2, but there's significant improvements in ride quality, handling, sound, noise and harshness, vibration, all that. They were, because it was originally conceived as an upmarket car from the Chevy 2,
uh-huh.
They were able to basically make a nicer car, honestly make a nicer car than the Mustang.
The
67 Camaro was a nicer car than the 67 Mustang.
Absolutely, and that first generation, as you point out, which ran from 67 through 69, is much beloved, and you know, even bringing it up to today, the first generation really has a lot of styling influence on the modern 2010 model.
Which, that's a good thing. that was a smart move on Ed Welborn and his team's part.
Absolutely, a very good move. Let's talk a little bit more about that first generation. This platform, the F-body platform, was available both as a coupe and a convertible. And over the first generation's lifespan, there were a whole slew of engines available in the Camaro. And certainly the size of the engine bay in the Camaro worked very much to that advantage. You could fit a lot of different power plants in there without a whole lot of modification.
That's true, and everything from the biggest engine they'd use in a sporty car and a mid-sized car or smaller car at that time was 396. They had, you know, 400 cubic inch limit after the hoodlums at Pontiac snuck the GTO on the market under the nose of GM's corporate nannies. So they, by the time the Camaro came online, 400 cubic inches was the limit for a mid-sized car. So, but I mean, they could have easily put a 427 in there. Just, I mean, Yanko and those guys did. The people who figured out the Copo program all, you know, managed to order Camaros with 427s, because if a 396 was bolted in, a 427 was bolted in.
So there was plenty of room for that, definitely. And when the first generation was launched, was the convertible launched at the same time, or did that come a little bit later?
I wrote that chapter I think in 06. It came out in the first year, but I'm not sure if it was available right exactly at the same time. I know it was later in the fall. Originally, the biggest engine was a 350. Then in, I think, October, November, something like that, the 396 came on board. And I think probably the convertible was between those two. I don't know if it was immediately available, but it was available within weeks or months.
Makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about the styling of the first generation. Definitely, they did a good job, as we pointed out. They used that. Ed Welborn, a big fan of the first generation, used that as design inspiration for the fifth generation. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the first generation Camaro. We'll move right through all the different generations as we tell you all about this wonderful new book from Darwin Holstrom and Motor Books International. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World. Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road, designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is director of programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are a lover of Camaros, and just about everybody out there is, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you owned a Generation 1, 2, 3, 4, or current generation Camaro, we'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The Camaro is going to be pacing the 8500 2 weeks from today, and there was a lot of controversy about a certain individual that was going to originally drive that pace car. Who is that certain individual? We'll throw that one out there as a little trivia question. Darwin Holstrom joins us, the author of Camaro, Five Generations of Performance, a reissue of a book that Darwin did to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Camaro just a little while back, and published by Motorbooks International. And Darwin, in addition to writing books, also played a major role at Motorbooks. So if you're a fan of Motorbooks like myself, you can thank this gentleman for all the fine work that Motorbooks turns out each and every year. And Darwin, where's the best spot for folks to pick up a copy of Camaro Five Generations of Performance?
The best place, to be honest, it's just hitting the books that warehouses right now, so I might not be on the shelves for about 2 weeks yet, week or two, but you can pre-order it at either Motorbooks or Amazon.com, and yeah, both places will have it. These days, those are your best bets for automotive titles, and I think you can get a pretty good discount if you pre-order it on either of those two places.
Great.
We were talking about the convertible. I had a lot of fun on this edition of the book, interviewing Al Oppenheiser.
Oh,
he's the director of GM's performance division, and he was hugely instrumental in the new car.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time talking about the old and the new convertibles, and he said he assured me that they didn't have to resort to cocktail shakers on the new one.
Yeah, Al is a great friend of mine, and we'll definitely get to focus a lot on the fifth generation. But let's talk a little bit more about that first generation, the one that kind of set it all up for the current generation. How many different trim levels were there, and when did the Z28 come online?
Z28 came online in the first year. There was a small number of them made for purely for racing. They were just a homologation special for the Trans Am Racing Series, which was, to be honest with you, there's nothing I'd like to see more of it right now than we got these great new cars that they'd resurrect the Trans Am Series as it was. But the Z28 was a homologation special just for that series. It was a real stripped-down car. It wasn't a luxurious car. You couldn't get it with automatic. It was, here's another trivia fact. You probably know this, but a lot of people probably don't. How many Z28 convertibles were built?
Oh, that's a good
first
question.
First generation.
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very low number. We'll throw that out there.
One. Bill Mitchell.
Just one.
Could only drive a convertible if he wanted to have a convertible. So they built one Z28 convertible in the first generation, and that was for Bill Mitchell.
Oh, amazing. And where is that one convertible now?
I think it's in a collection in Las Vegas.
Well, that would
beautiful
make sense.
Car. It really is a beautiful car. But there was no convertible Z28 back then because how many convertibles do you ever see racing in the Trans Am series?
That's right, of course.
I'm trying to look at the first Z28 was built December 29th, 1966.
And power plant wise, what was the standard engine in the Z28?
The only engine available in that first generation Z28 was the 302, which was an engine only available in the Z28. It was made by taking a 327 and destroking it to 302 by putting in a shaving the deck and putting in a 283. I always say 289 because it's too many Fords in my life. 283 crankshaft.
Interesting.
And that was a fantastic engine. It was just a over square revving, super high engineered machine. You know, I mean, they built 5,000-6,000 of them, something like that, the first year. With the thought that a good percentage of those would end up at a racetrack, and they did, so they were strong over-engineered engines. They were 11-to-1 compression forged pistons, the solid lifter camshaft, aluminum high-rise intake manifold. I mean, these were special cars. At 800 CFM Holley, dual feed. Chevy rated at 290 horsepower, but you could easily get 350 horsepower out of it just by revving it. They rated it at 4,000 RPMs at 290 horsepower. And you get another 60 horsepower just by revving it up to 7,500 RPMs.
Wow. And that was quite a high rev number for those days.
You know, some engines would take it, though. I mean, a well-designed engine. I'm a simple English major, so I don't know. You know, I'm not great in math, but for some reason, some bores and strokes seem to work well, and some don't. Take Chevy's 307 engine, which was just a lump of garbage, really. it was never a good engine, and it was just a bad bore and stroke ratio, and the 302 was, you know, you'd think it wouldn't be that much different. It's like five cubic inches different, but it's night and day different. And the engines, the small block Chrysler engine, the 340, and that's another just a phenomenal engine that will do the quick, that might be the quickest revving V8 out there from the original, you know, generation of V8s. There's just some engines that they're overachieving little things. The
so
340
true.
Chrysler and the 302 Chevy were good examples.
Absolutely, Darwin. Our telephone number, again, for those Camaro fanatics, we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. The Camaro going to be pacing the 8500 in a very familiar paint scheme color, going back to that first generation, if you can tell us that, or the gentleman who was originally scheduled to drive the pace car, now it's been changed to somebody else. Who is that that gentleman? 800-259-9231. The second generation Camaro came out in 1970, Darwin, and it lasted a long time. It ran all the way through to 1981. You know, gradually we saw the RS and the SS and the Z28 packages go away. Z28 came back in 77, but was really kind of a styling and tape job. When we come back, we'll touch on the second and third generation, and then we'll get into the fourth, and we're going to spend a lot of time on the fifth generation as we talk Camaros in this hour of Auto World. Don't go away.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net. net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Darwin Holstrom is with us. He's written a wonderful update on a book that he put out a number of years back, and not that long ago, actually, and it's been updated for the all-new fifth generation Camaro, Five Generations of Performance by Motorbooks International. And we've been talking about the first generation, and we're just starting to talk about the second generation. As I said, Darwin, this one ran for quite a chunk of time from 70 to 81, and the Z28 came back in 77, but was really kind of, like I said, kind of a decal and tape job.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you think back to the time period, it was a pretty grim time for auto enthusiasts in general.
Definitely.
I mean, when you think about it, the most powerful car sold in the powerful, most powerful passenger car sold in, I think, 78 or 79. 79 was a pickup, Dodge Blue Red Express truck.
Yep.
And that's, you know, I mean, that's a pretty sad statement on the performance car industry. And if you think about it in context, you could still have a lot of fun with a late 70s, early 80s Z28 with four speed. You could lay a nice dark rubber strip down Main Street.
Yeah, you certainly could. There's no question about it. I know, you know, I had a 79 Mustang Pace car, and it had the 5-liter engine in it, but it was a two-barrel carburetor, and they brought that back for 82, and it was only, at that point, 157 horsepower, but they had decent torque. So, I mean, for the time period, that's what you really got to stop and think. It wasn't as grim as we're painting it here. The third generation of the Camaro came out in 82. I remember that quite well, with the Crossfire fuel injection, and ran through 80, ran through 92 rather, and probably one of the most famous vehicles from that era was the IROC Z, which came out in 85.
Well, the IROC Z actually was so popular that they killed the Z28 again in 88. I don't know if it was just for one year, but they dropped the Z28 label for in 88. Then they realized they'd made a mistake and brought it back. But I think the reason they brought it back was because the IROC series switched over to Dodge Daytonas or some awful front-wheel drive thing like that.
Yeah.
So they had to quickly whip out the Z28 badges again.
And those were popular. They sold a lot of the third generation Camaros, definitely. And then as we moved into the fourth generation, which ran from 93 to 2002, I mean, there were some really hot performing models within that range.
Yeah, there were. You know, the LS1 engine cars were just, to this day, they have to represent one of the best performance values that's ever been offered to the public. Once they switched to the LS1 Corvette engine, at the time, I guess now, but there were 365 horsepower, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That might seem mild, I guess, and you can get a turbocharged SUV with that kind of horsepower, but they were 13 second quarter miles. You know, we're talking about the second generation cars, and the hot cars of the late 70s, early 80s would get outrun today by a base Mazda 3 Econo car.
Yeah, so, it's so true.
You know, to get back in the 13 seconds was phenomenal. In fact, the last generation of Camaros before the current one, the last of the fourth generation cars, were turning higher quarter mile times than the Camaro ever had in its, first 40 years.
So true. I mean, when they switched to that LS1, which was used in the Corvette C5, it was a great, as you said, performance value, and they did offer, the vehicle both in coupe and convertible form with the optimum performance packages. So today you can find those vehicles for pretty decent amounts of money. Folks can get a lot of value in that fourth generation.
Well, unfortunately, and this is the reason why Camaro went away, is they really didn't build a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of them out there because they're fairly new still. But Chevy in 98, Chevy sold, 54,000 Camaros, and Ford sold 171,000 Mustangs.
Yeah.
And it just got worse and worse. I think the last year, 2002, I think they were selling about 40,000 cars a year.
Yes.
Actually, 2001, they sold 29,000 cars. But put that in perspective, in 69, they sold, 26,000 Z28s. And
wow.
In 2001, they sold 29,000 of all models.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It was just, it was, the car just never caught on. Performance people liked it. People that appreciated the value and the technology liked them. People that raced them liked them. But the general public, the kids that go cool when a good looking car drives by, they just ignored it. When they sold 29,000 cars to 127,000 Mustangs, one company is hitting the market sweet spot a little bit more precisely than the other, I think.
Absolutely. Which brings us to the fifth generation, and you talked about Al Oppenheiser a little bit earlier in the broadcast, and I know Al quite well because for many years he was in charge of a lot of the one-off design vehicles for General Motors, concept cars, and Al and I went on a number of hot rod power tours together, and I've done a lot of interviews with him over the years, and was so pleased to see him name the chief engineer on the fifth generation Camaro. It came out based on the 2006 concept, and it took a while for it to actually come out. I remember being on one of the power tours with one of the concept cars, and people were so excited when Al would get in and fire it up. But we had to wait till the spring of 2009 for the 2010 model to actually go on sale.
Boy, it was a stunning car when it hit the streets. You and I had been seeing it at car shows and things for maybe 3 years by then. But when you actually saw them out in the street, must have been almost as dramatic as when the first Mustangs and Camaros hit the streets in 64, 65, 67, that period.
It's a really good point. And, the other thing in talking with the Chevrolet marketing folks, I know that this fifth generation has brought in, of course, right out of the box, they had a lot of Camaro loyalists and fans who took delivery, but it's brought in an awful lot of conquest buyers, new buyers, people that had never considered owning a Chevrolet product, let alone a Camaro. And the demographic range on this fifth generation is quite unusual, too. I mean, you've got guys and girls in their 20s that love this car, and you got, men and women in their, 60s and 70s that love this car.
Well, I think they found the right combination of Camaro-ness and modernity, I guess the word I'm looking for.
Exactly.
I would give all three American companies credit for hitting the mark with their current pony cars.
Absolutely, Darwin. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue our conversation. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
These days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. We got an answer on the pace car driver for the Indy 500 driving the new Camaro convertible, the very popular commemorative colors going back to 1969, the white and orange paint scheme. Originally, it was Donald Trump, so we want to congratulate Timothy, who's in Pennsylvania, for getting that right. We'll put him in the running for the next prize drawing from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Meanwhile, Darwin Holstrom is with us, author of Camaro, Five Generations of Performance. And, Dar, one more time, the best place for folks to pre-order this, because I know it's that new that you really got to get your order in ahead of time to be one of the first people to have a copy of your book.
It's the two best spots are to go online and get it either at motorbooks.com or amazon.com. They're both the most reliable places to get it. If it sells really well, yeah, sometimes Amazon will just sell out and they'll usually reorder within a day or two. But we never run out at motorbooks.com because we have the warehouse.
Very good. We're talking about the fifth generation, the current generation of the Camaro, which was born for the 2010 model year and has had great sales success. I mean, for the first time in a long time, the Camaro is outselling the Mustang.
Yeah, and really the Mustang's the best car it's ever been. The new Mustang is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the Camaro's doing well against weak competition. It's got the strongest competition it's ever had, at least from Ford. You know, the new Challenger's a beautiful car, but it's really in a different class. To be outselling that new Mustang it just tells you how much people find the new car emotionally appealing, the new Camaro.
Absolutely. And when you look at, this is a car that really delivers outstanding fuel economy. When you got a V6 engine that has actually V8 power and delivers some really decent fuel economy numbers, you can't argue with that. And then you've got two different V8s, including the one with the automatic transmission, which actually utilizes four cylinders when your foot isn't into it. I mean, this is not a gas guzzler by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, and so much of it depends on how you drive it, too. My wife and I can drive the exact same vehicle, and let's just say we have different driving styles.
Mm-hmm.
And she consistently will return 4 or 5 miles to the gallon better than the EPA rates of that, and I'll consistently return 4 to 5 miles to the gallon worse.
I know the feeling. I bet you the same would be true in my household, so we're alike like that, Darwin.
I could completely see my wife going out on the highway and getting like mid-30s on a long trip with a new V8 even.
Yeah, absolutely remarkable. And, of course, another great little bit of news around the bend here for model year 2012. We're going to see the ultimate performance Camaro. They're bringing back a legendary name from the past, from the first generation, the ZL1. It's going to have the 6.2-liter supercharged V8 that can be found in maximum form in the ZR1 Corvette and in very powerful form in the V vehicles, the CTS V coupe and sedan by Cadillac. And from what I understand, they're going to sell this for around $50,000. So 550 horsepower for $50,000, that's going to be quite a performance value.
Yeah, you'll be able to outrun any Ferrari costing four times as much.
And that's, again, hats off to Al and the entire engineering team. And speaking of Al, let's talk about the convertible, because as you noted a little bit earlier, it just went on sale. And one of the things that folks will be surprised to know is that from the get-go, they kind of knew that this vehicle would be sold as a convertible. So the engineering that went into the car at the beginning really has paid off in dividends with this new convertible variant of the fifth generation.
There's very little change from the convertible, from the coupe to the convertible. The convertible weighs, like 240 pounds more. The bulk of that is from the top mechanism, the hardware associated with the top. There's a little bit of extra bracing here and there, but they developed the car right from the start to have stiff enough torsional rigidity to not require heroic measures to keep it from twisting and squeaking down the road like the original convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they don't have to resort to 70 pounds of oil-filled drums and springs located at each corner of the car, which is what they had to do with the first generation to keep it from oscillating. That's what they call the cocktail shakers.
Oh, that is great. I hadn't heard that particular expression before, but that's fantastic. And certainly when you look at, the styling, I haven't had the opportunity to drive one yet, but those of my journalistic friends who have had the honor of driving the new Camaro convertible, everybody says, wherever they go, it's a looker. People are asking questions, and any visibility problems that some folks had with the coupe, they're gone with the convertible.
Totally unrelated. Last night I had the most realistic dream. I was in a Chevy dealership buying a new convertible SS. It was green with black stripes. And it was such a realistic dream that when I woke up this morning, I almost felt like it should be sitting in my garage.
Well, that's the kind of dream you should make come true, definitely. So lots of great things happening with this fifth generation Camaro. And when you get inside, I know for 2012, they're doing some interior modifications, on the Camaro, but, the design of the fifth generation interior has a lot of neat touches and a lot of retro touches that, are throwbacks to earlier Camaros. Tell our listeners about that, Darwin.
Well, they've got the gauge pods down in the console like the original had. They were optional in the original. They're optional in this too, I think. But some people have quibbled about, some of the gauges not being easy to see down there. Be honest. When you're driving there down the road, how often do you need to reference your alternator gauge?
Yep.
Or on a modern car, for that matter, your oil pressure gauge. I mean, if you're drag racing it, you probably got some gauges right up there in the dash right in front of you, because it doesn't matter where they are. They're not going to be located in a good enough place for running it through a quarter mile. We as writers and journalists tend to, I think, sometimes place more emphasis on on some details than real people do.
Yeah.
With their own cars, because my background's in motorcycle magazines, but what I found in motorcycle magazines was the difference between the long-term test and the short-term test. Little things that would bug you on a bike that you only rode for a day or two, you didn't even notice after about 3 or 4 days, and you never thought about them again.
You know,
because you adapted
so true
to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like the gauge cluster down on the console myself, and you're right, they are optional, but, I mean, I think they're really cool, and you're right, so many writers have written negative things about them, but, you know, if I was ordering a new Camaro, I definitely would get that, those gauges down there, and lots of folks have had trouble with the design of the steering wheel as well, and in the few times that I have driven the fifth generation Camaro, it's an unusual steering wheel, but certainly a lot of journalists have really beat the steering wheel up.
Yeah, and my brief time, I didn't drive it enough to get used to the steering wheel,
mm-hmm.
but I'm absolutely certain that after about 3 days, I would never even think about the steering wheel again. It would just be the steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we're almost professional complainers as writers. So we have to look for things to complain about. And honestly, on this new car, you have to look pretty hard to find things to complain about.
Absolutely. And you've got so many wonderful photographs in this book. You've done a wonderful job.
Well, David Newhart, he's the best when it comes to photographing cars.
Absolutely. And once again, he's hit it out of the park with this one. And you, my friend, have hit it out of the park as well. Everybody pick up Darwin's new book, Camaro 5 Generations of Performance from Motor Books International. Thank you so much, Darwin. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thanks, Bob, and say hi to Bob Seger's sax player.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.